Since the big race and getting the medals, just tell me what it's been like.
Well, it's been a bit of a whirlwind, actually. It's such a different lifestyle to we're used to living. We're used to just training every day, keeping our heads down and focused and thinking about crossing the line first. And now we've done that, it's all about kind of greeting people, saying thank you for the support. It's been a real whirlwind. Really, really busy, but just amazing response from everyone, really.
And Heather?
Yeah, it's definitely been the chance to kind of go around all our friends and family, make sure we thank everyone who's helped us over the last few years, and also kind of taking the opportunity to go into schools, because obviously the Olympics was a massive thing for the whole nation, and as the schools have gone back, I know lots of schools did projects pre-Olympics, and now post-Olympics they're all really keen to kind of get a hold of medalists, so we've both been quite keen about going into schools and showing children our medals, because nothing beats a small child's face when they look at a gold medal. They're overwhelmed by it, and that's really good.
And Helen, you've had a lot of support from obviously Cornwall, but places like your old school, Humphrey Davy. Just tell me what that's been like.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that happened when I came into the country before we raced, we went away on a training camp, and when we flew in, it was 4 days before our race, and I got emailed a video from Humphrey Davy School saying good luck, and it's things like that that make you feel, I really do feel a sense of the whole county getting behind me, and Penzance and Newlyn in particular, where I grew up, just sense of community support that I felt for the last 4 years, but it's kind of just really kind of sprung to life in the last few months, obviously with the excitement of the games, but it's just meant the world to me. It's meant everything. It's meant that I sat on the start line, I had the whole of Cornwall behind me, and I really truly felt that. And I think when I came home and had my parade through Penzance and Newlyn, it just, the thousands of people that came out, I was really touched. And it's old friends, it's family friends, it's just, you know, people in the local community. And I just want everyone to know how much it's meant to me. And it's really, really lifted me on days where I've had to train in the cold, wet and wind. And I've had to train and it's hurt and it's just never ending. It's been absolutely everything in the last 4 years, the support.
Heather, what about the effect on rowing generally?
Yeah, I think the Olympics has really kind of shown how, I know how accessible rowing is for people, because there's a lot of us who only started after leaving school. Myself, I started at university. Helen even started after university. And I think lots of people have realised that it's not necessarily something you have to do when you're younger. And you can pop down to your local club, and it's, I mean, I think they've been inundated with requests on how to get involved in rowing, and there have been lots of learn to row courses that have gone on in the last 6 weeks. And I think, yes, people are realising there's, I mean, not just rowing, but lots of smaller sports have really got the spotlight during the Olympics and Paralympics, and I think that's fantastic.
Helen, this can't be the end of it. You can't now sit back on your haunches. What next?
Yeah, definitely. I think in 2 weeks' time I plan on going back to training, with a view to going to Rio in 4 years' time. And yeah, I think for the first year or two, I just want to make sure I'm enjoying it, having fun. Obviously, it won't be the same kind of goals as it has been for the last year. You have to peak for the fourth year. It doesn't matter what you're doing in the first year. So I want to go back, get fit again, because I've had 2 months off now, and just get back into training, really.
What sort of competitions are there? Obviously, there's things like the Commonwealth Games further down, surely.
Well, for us, we only actually have 4 competitions a year, and that's 3 World Cups and then a World Championships. And then in the Olympic year, the World Championship is out of the programme and the Olympics is in. So actually, we do all this training for 4 races, and they're all in the summer. So what's ahead? It's just a long, hard winter of training, really, as it is every year.
OK. And is that difficult to keep your momentum going in that sort of period?
I think over the winter, yeah, I suppose that's what can be perceived as the hardest time. It is very difficult when, a few winters ago, it was kind of minus 12 and we were almost breaking the ice on the lake to get on. And that's when it's really challenging. And also kind of staying on top of injuries and making sure you're really healthy yourself. That's where you're really challenged. But come the summer when the weather's nicer and everyone's kind of spirits lift a bit, that's when you start to enjoy it. However, it's still long hours and there's still kind of lots of hard work to do. But, I mean, we've been really fortunate and we've been rewarded by good races. So, I mean, that kind of eggs you on to do it all again.
And what about the friendships Helen made during the Olympics with the other Olympians? I mean, what about Southwest Olympians? Did you make any good friendships?
Yeah, I think there's a really nice feeling in the Olympic Village. I think especially after everything was done, and you knew that, especially after the closing ceremony and people were finishing their competition, suddenly any stress was lifted off everybody's shoulders. They'd done what they wanted to do, and the Olympics was over. And, you know, no matter how everyone had done, they were an Olympian and they had competed at home games. And so it was great. And there were some really, really great performances from athletes in the Southwest.
Anyone got any special relationships developing you noticed in the team?
Oh, that'll be telling. Yeah, no, there was not much gossip, but... none that I can give away, I don't think.
Oh, that's no good, is it? Okay, well, thank you and well done. And just tell me a little bit about what you hope to get out of this event.
I think for us it's just having fun. It's about exposing people to rowing, to all different types of rowing, and just to bring something back to Cornwall because they've given a lot to me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.